Before I start talk, I would like to ask, does anyone don't understand Chinese? So I can use English to talk. Please write on your hand if you don't know Chinese. Okay, I'd like to talk the first talk about the story of LSDE. The story was about 2004 and 2005. Then in Taiwan, we have a regular open source users group meeting. And during the time, there was a guy called PC Man. PC Man is his nickname on internet. And also a software which can connect, like a telnet protocol connected to BBS. A lot of university students in Taiwan and Asia, and they use this kind of protocol to instead of like a forum in the West. But in Asia, mostly people use BBS for discussion board or something. And this is software called PC Man. He wrote on Windows. So during the time, he was a Windows programmer and joined open source users group meeting. And he, I remember he was a university student, and he quite poor. He only have a very old computer, Pentium 2, 266 megahertz machine. And every time he joined our group, he always has excellent ideas and something that can discuss, even his Windows programmer. And later on that, luckily our company has a very old machine, very old laptop, retired. It was Acer something. The processor was 450 megahertz. And I repaired the machine, and somebody donated a Wi-Fi car, so he was lucky and very happy to get this machine and start to install Linux to join our user group meeting. And 1 week later, that he complains that the Linux sucks, really, because compared to his Windows, the Windows runs much more faster than KDE, GNOME on his very old machine. And he begged to use Windows for a while, and another week later, he told me he wrote a new thing, very cool. It's called IETab. It's a Firefox plugin, quite famous. So he can switch the Firefox and the IE engine in the background on the Mozilla browser and Firefox browser. And then later on, he's still attending our users group meeting, and we always show lots of cool things on Linux. So he's still not give up. He wants to try Linux. But during the time, he tried the window maker, SWN, and he started to complain. What's the file manager on Linux? On Windows, they have easy to use file manager and quite fast. And on Linux, what's the file manager works on this old machine? He complains Linux sucks again. And I told him that in Linux world that you shouldn't just complain, you should do something to change it. You have a right, you have the freedom to change it. So I was just kidding. And he doing that seriously. So 2 weeks later, he showed me a prototype of a file manager called PC Man FN. And then later on, he got lots of questions, and luckily that in our community, there's one called Joseph. And this guy has experience about how to do the programming in lots of ways to teach PC Man. And those two guys have a crazy idea. They want to create new desktop environment, which is lightweight, because they can save lots of energy, right? And this guy just demo something and then start up to write and all those kind of thing. And in the end, that LSD was born just like this way. Because he was a poor student, he has very old machine. Oh, by the way, and also that there was a open source event called the Open Tech Summit, and held in the ASUS call center. And during the time, the ASUS EPC was very popular. So the ASUS also donated the some machine for us to use. And during the time that we created a launcher, similar like an ASUS launcher called LX Launcher, and also rolling out a kind of a distribution-like things on that. Because of the ASUS EPC, originally they shipped with the Zendros system, which is also Debian-based. So we can easy to do something on Debian. And then, of course, that I'm a friend of PC Man, and I do maintain some package in Debian already, so I try to help him. Every time every component, he introduced a new component, and I just package it and put it into Debian. And I should thank that Debian installer team, because they make this desktop into Debian in the installer. It's wonderful. So because of this, and Debian have a LSD installation, so LSD start to spread out to other distributions, like Mandriva, Fedora, OpenSUSE, all those major distributions start to ship with LSDE. And it was quite amazing that for me, I always see other distributions or other desktop environments from other countries. I never thought of just a few of us in Taiwan, in Asia, and we do something, and then we can change the world, and lots of people use our software. I was quite surprised that the first time I attended the School Linux meeting in Norway, and people told me that, oh, Canopus switched from KDE to LXDE. And just so amazing. And then we have a DevConf last year in Estepduna. And the guy who wrote in the LingX distribution told me they want to use some of the LSD component in their primary school installation. So this kind of a story really, really moved my heart. So I would like to share this story, because most of people use LSD, they probably don't know that because we are in the other part of the world in Asia. Just totally different thing that I never see the other kind of a project from Asia like this, so popular right now in the world. And right now, we not only in Asia, we spread to the worldwide. We have lots of users worldwidely, so we have a language translated to more than 40 languages. And even on our wiki, the wiki has lots of documentation, and the documentation is spread to 24 languages. Even some languages I cannot read, I don't know what language it is. And it's become so popular because it's lightweight and people really need it. And it's been using in lots of basic like netbook devices or MID or with the large installation with the LTS3 server, synchronize, those kind of energy-saving desktop. Really, really can save lots of energy. And also the old computers have other life. They don't have to throw away. So we can use longer and reduce the pollutions. So now we can see the photo. This is a PC man I mentioned in my story. And he is now a former doctor in hospital. Unfortunately, he could not make it the Linux tag because he has a passion have to take care of. So I'm just here to show you guys his photo. He lives in Taiwan and also works there in hospital. And he's the founder and also now is the lead developer. And this is the guy who taught PCMan how to do programming on Linux. It's called Joseph. He's also co-founder. He's now 28 years old and lives and works in Taiwan and single. And this is a guy very young, still studying in the university. And I met him 2 years ago and doing these things together. And even we went to San Francisco for Linux World. And we have a LSD booth there with this guy together. And he is the author for the LSD component, LX Network Manager and the LX Terminal. And this is another guy. He's a webmaster for LSDE. He's now a student in National Taiwan Ocean University and major in computer science, because he learned about LSDE, so he got interested about computer science. So he applied to become a computer science department student. This is me. I'm the Debian maintainer for LSDE. And I participated in lots of free software projects. The main project is like on 1998, it was a Chinese localization project to make the Linux support the Chinese input method and function display and those kind of things, so on. And also I organizing some events in Asia, like the first mini dev camp in Taiwan. And also I triggered the mini dev camp in Thailand as well. And I wish that to have more event in Asia, especially Debian event, to get more Asian people, because we usually shy to talk. As TSS2 developer I met in Beijing in the first Asia meetup conf, he told me that most of people that don't ask questions right away, and just after the talk, and they send an email 1 week or 2 weeks later. So I think that we need really create more chance and opportunity for our community in Asia to get more into the event and talk to each other, and also practice learning English. Like my English was really, really sucks. I didn't pass my English in school. And the first time I went out to my country, even in immigration, I said everything I don't understand. I got a piece of paper and I write down, what do you mean? So it's because of the free software. So I had a chance to traveling and meet people, especially not Chinese speaker, so we can practice English. So it's just because the free software is like this beautiful, can make international people talk to each other. So really we need to have event in Asia to get, like, Asia has lots of developer potentially there. Like PC Man is an example, right? He's just a student. If not because we're doing this in Debian, probably still not much people will know LSD exists. And Debian is huge and the biggest free software redistributor in the world. So really we need to have the event in Asia. And here sitting a guy from Vietnam, Mario Bading, he also helped a lot about LSD marketing. Yeah, he doing lots of marketing work, and also he's now based in Asia, trying to handle an open source conference in Vietnam. So really we need such event to make more developers from Asia to join the international development. Okay, and LSD, we have other package maintainer. This is from Fedora. He lives in Germany and maintain LSD and XSCE in Fedora, and also the member of the engineering strategy community. And he's a guy. It's very cool, this guy from Italy. And he maintains the LSD in OpenSUSE. And we have another guy, Fang Da Wang, from China, and maintain LSD in Mandriva. Oops. This is from Hong Kong, this Gentoo package maintainer. And we also have, because we have this guy, so we have a wonderful localization. We translate so many languages because of him. He coordinated all the translations things for LSDE, including the wiki and the programs. And too many things I couldn't list everyone here. So, okay, why another desktop? People always ask this kind of question. It's LSDE is very special because L is for lightweight, X is for extremely fast, and D for development. Like lots of development country, they need really energy saving. So E, environmentally friendly. This is LSDE. Okay, again, this is a project formal way to describe LSDE. It says it's lightweight, you use less CPU performance, perform streaming and well reasonable speed, and they use reasonable memory, and very, really fast. Even at a very old computer, you can still run and use smoothly. And also use less energy to perform a task rather than other system in the market. And simple beauty. He used a GTK library, and GTK itself is quite lightweight and supported all languages. Like in Asia, we have lots of input methods and the phones, a lot of kind of thing. Because this library can support this, it's quite lightweight. All the other, even lighter library, they don't have international support. So we cannot do those kind of things we cannot use. So we choose the GTK 2. It's very, very lightweight and small. And the PC man has always his principle because he was a Windows programmer. So he wants always create some software which is very easy to use. So he told me that every time, I'm not sure if he's joking or not, every time he created a software, the first tester is his grandma. So his grandma can tell this software can use or not. So he always tried to create something very easy and to use. Like, for instance, I have used a software to like this software. Oops. To configure the output. So like a presentation, every time I don't have to press the hub key. Very easy, just launch this software and I can choose the output resolution. And then press OK and you just display. He always has a very good idea to create very small, tiny software and very, very useful. And that's LSDE. And it's useful and also very easy to customize because all the components of LSDE can run independent even without the whole LSDE. So you can take each component from LSDE and use in other mix. You can take a component you want, or you can replace the component with other things. Like, for instance, now we use OpenBox as a window manager. But somebody wants the cool 3D desktop. They can just easily go to switch OpenBox to Compress and other window manager if they want, and just switch the window manager. And also the other components, like LX Session, is a session manager, but it didn't support the resume the sessions you closed. So you can also switch that to other component you want. So very easy to customize. And the whole LSDE is controlled by a package called LXDE-common. And this package contains all kinds of configuration files. So you can just look at the configuration files and then you can roll out your own lightweight desktop and based on LSDE. And LSDE has a panel, also has a file manager. And the file manager supports very, very cool things. The file manager supports tab file browsing. It's like a Firefox, the send hotkey. And also has a menu to run the dialogues and automatically search the possibility. So like on the Mac OS, it's a kind of cool things. You can just run and type the program you want automatically. You will choose all the possibilities, then you can choose. And also, it's a desktop independent. Every component I mentioned, you can use in any other desktop environment. And all those cool things are fitted with the standard from freedesktop.org. Okay. Now I want to talk about the challenge now LSD have. LSD originally designed didn't consider about the so well, not consider so well. So LSD got popular, and then we have lots of bugs and the wish list right there on our tracker that we cannot fix because the scale doesn't plan as in a good way. So the framework is not easy to solve the problem, so we got lots of trouble there. And also the desktop standard, sometimes the changes, it's not compatible with the old way to work. So every time there's something broken, it's not in our program. But sometimes some other things changes that our program is just broken. Like Nautilus used the GDIP, include GIO and GVFS to support the remote file system. And the Thunder VFS also switched to use GIO GFS. But those kind of things are slowed down and only work with GDK+. Most of file manager are doing those kind of things because the standard change every time. Then every time that the file manager broken is like this way. Just like right now we have a bug report on our Debian bug tracker. There's a GTK, a new version, brings a bug to break the PCMan-FN 0.5 series in squeeze. So all those kind of things that should be solved that would be a possible solution, is rewrite. So PCMan decide to rewrite all these kind of things, and he want to separate the file managing functions to a library, so can also benefit for other file managers. And the UI and the file management function are separate. It's quite easy because you can have other kind of UI. Now we use GTK, but somebody may want to have a file manager in Qt or in other toolkit. And the PCMan FN always got users request that says that they want remote storage access. Like you can access the Windows other machine and FTP, SFTP, WebDev, and so on. And we want to keep those kind of thing very, very lightweight, use low memory and low latency for less power for hardware, like a netbook and the synchronized servers. And PCMan also want to provide the compatibility with the GNOME. So it could be like a user to switch with NetWorks and also the new PCMan FN. And he also want to support the both way, because the always copy paste is always headache. Sometimes you can copy something, paste it to some program, but some program writing in different library, different toolkit, you cannot paste. So meaning that is a GNOME and the Qt applications. He want to make the file things you can copy from a Qt program and to a GTK program. So he creates a library that as a media in between, so he can just copy those two. Doesn't care about what kind of UI the program is. Okay, let's go. Because they use the GIO and GVFS, but this is not easy for a programmer to have a file management function, because it's quite low level. And this library solves this problem. He makes this a simple API for all the other program that need a file management function needs. So you use this higher API, it's much easier. You don't have to deal about the dirty things in the lower level. So you can, every program which needs the file management, and just call this library. It's much easier, make your life much simple. And I will show you how to make this easy. It's a demo for the libfn. And now he can support the remote forwarding access. Now this is the demo shows that it connects to SFTP remotely. Okay, now we back to the summary. The libfn is a library that provides easy and higher level API of Windows components for all the file management program needs, and make it very easy to reuse by other people, by other software. And the next generation of next generation file manager of LSDE, PCMan FN 0.9 is already been rewritten and based on this file manager library. And if you know a bit about GTK programming, then you can see how easy this kind of a library can be reused. And library has a structure that with if you have a look at the Debian package, with split this package to two binaries. The main one is the core component. It's only the component without GUI, without GUI. So other GUI who want to use the file management function can just call this library. And another is the libfn GTK. This is for the GTK part. And there is another program called libfn demo. It's just very simple demo program to show you how to use this library. And this is planned to have another way to use LSD preload to replace the GTK program default file choose dialog. Because the GTK provide a default one, you can only choose file. You cannot do file management things in the dialog. Like other toolkit like Qt or on Windows or on Mac, they all can do this, but GTK cannot. So he's trying to work around to solve this, but he haven't had time to implement this, just planned it. Maybe in the next major release, they will add this on. Okay, this is the example for coding a file manager. You can see just a few lines there, and all those things, the functions are prepared. This is a FN folder view. Then you can get this kind of folder right there, and have a FN path entry, and also FN bookmarks, and FN places view function. It provides a home directory, trash can, mountable devices, and all the variants and so on. And also support the FN file info to have a my type icon management, right click pop up a program. Then you can choose which one you want. And also have a navigation history. Then you can, like a browser, you can go back and forward. And more features. It's those kind of thing is so small and fast and use less memory and very friendly to like a network or MID embedded systems. I use GIO and GVFS as same as the Nautilus to support the remote storage, but it has lots of fast user experience. And you put all the function into library can be easy to use for in other programs. And also he support the copy paste through a GTK program or a Qt KDE program. It's the first program to support this. And where to get? And you can go to the project homepage. It's called pcmanfn.sf.net. And you can also get the latest source code from the Git repository. And of course, if you use Debian, you can just apt-get install. But the new version, this one I mentioned, is only available in Seed. And if you want the latest source code, you can use the VCS Git, use deep checkout to get the package. Okay, and my talk is almost finished. And if you want to talk to me, that we can later after the QA, we can go to the next room, and I will do some live demo. If you want to know more about this and all the kind of questions, I could just live demo on my computer. And if you have interest about how to hacking or customizing LXDE, then we can have a hacking session together. And later on, we can have join the bug scratching party to fix some bugs in LXDE as well. Yeah, and but unfortunately, I have to leave tomorrow. So please meet me and talk to me before I leave. Okay, thanks. Any questions?
In fact, I have a question which is not really related to XLDE, but more general about the situation for free software in Asia. I don't know about Taiwan that much, but I know that in Japan, for instance, it's very difficult because there are very few Linux desktop users. It's used in embedded devices, but there are very, very few desktop users. How do you see in general the situation of Linux and adoption of Linux in Asia, in Asian countries?
Actually, in Taiwan, quite so many Linux are being used by some hardware manufacturers. They use the Linux for lots of hardware, like a wireless AP and embedded system. A lot of Taiwanese companies are using this. But in the community, is now is trying to build and getting stronger and stronger. And now it's just starting now. And I think that we can become better because I have ever seen that a open source conference has more female than male attend. That this kind of thing will happen in Asia. I'm not kidding you. It's real. It's true. So I think that the open source will be more popular, but really needs time because of most of people already use Windows for a while, and we should try to get some new young people. They try out Linux, and I think that a lot of distributions is getting more and more friendly and more localized to Asia languages. So this is really lower down the barrier that people can learn and use. So in Taiwan, most popular distribution is, unfortunately, it's not Debian, it's Ubuntu. But however, it's based on Debian, right? And I really want to spend more effort to host this kind of event to teach people and how to contribute to Debian project.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions, any other questions, remarks? Okay, so then thanks again.
Thank you very much.
And good luck.